This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that over the past 2.5 months since the paper leak incident, several steps have been taken. The culprits have been arrested and are in jail. In a video message last night, Mr. Modi said, Government's foremost responsibility was to ensure that students did not lose an academic year, and it was essential to conduct the examinations immediately.
मैं जानता हूं कि पेपर लीक एक कोई मामूली विषय नहीं है. लाखों विद्यार्थी और उनके अभिभावकों के लिए बहुत ही पीड़ादायक है. और इसलिए पेपर लीक घटना से अब तक पिछले 2.5 महीनों में अनेक विविध कदम उठाए गए. गुनहगारों को पकड़ा गया है. वे जेल में पड़े हैं. हमारा सबसे महत्वपूर्ण जिम्मा था कि विद्यार्थियों का एक वर्ष बर्बाद न हो. सरकार ने अभी कम से कम समय में 22 लाख जितने विद्यार्थियों के एग्जाम हो जाए इसका प्रबंध किया.
The Prime Minister said yesterday he directed the departments to prepare a proposal for fast track courts. He said the departments worked continuously and submitted the draft to him late last night. Mr. Modi said this draft, which includes provisions for fast-track courts and stringent punishment, will be discussed by the cabinet today. He said after incorporating the suggestions of cabinet colleagues, it will be given its final shape. The Prime Minister said as the second week of Parliament begins on Monday, government will make every effort to get this bill passed by the House at the earliest. Delhi High Court has constituted a new fast-track court with immediate effect to hear cases under the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. In a notification, the High Court said the court of Officer Anu Grover Baliga at the Rouse Avenue Court will function as a specially designated fast-track court to hear cases under the Public Examinations Act along with connected offences. The notification came hours after Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced that the centre had decided to establish fast-track court to ensure swift and stringent punishment for those involved in examination paper leaks. Activist Sonam Wangchuk has ended his hunger strike after 26 days at a private hospital in Gurugram last night in the presence of Union Ministers J.P. Nadda and Jitendra Singh. Mr. Wangchuk said this was done after long negotiations on various conditions. He urged everyone to stay very vigilant about not allowing violence of any kind anywhere. Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said that activist Sonam Wangchuk's decision to end his fast reflects his trust in the government's firm commitment to protect students' interests. In a social media post, Mr. Sindhya said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has consistently reiterated his strong resolve to act decisively against paper leaks and strengthen examination reforms. He said India's youth are the foremost force driving the nation's progress, and anyone attempting to jeopardize their future will face the strictest punishment. Mr. Sindhya also said that safeguarding the interests of the country's youth remains a top priority for the government. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, DMRC, has announced the closure of 17 metro stations today until further notice due to security reasons in the national capital. These stations include Lok Kalyan Marg, Rajiv Chowk, Patel Chowk, RK Ashram Marg, Barakhamba Road, Mandi House, Central Secretariat, ITO and others. However, the interchange facilities will continue to be available at Rajiv Chowk, Mandi House and Central Secretariat. The sacred coastal city of Puri in Odisha is all set to witness the world-famous Bahuda Yatra, the ceremonial return journey of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan from the Sri Gundicha temple to the Sri Jagannath temple today. The 23rd Commonwealth Games CWG began in Glasgow, Scotland with a spectacular and colourful opening ceremony. The Indian contingent, led by flag bearer Mirabai Chanu and ceremonial baton bearer Lovlina Borgohain, marched with athletes waving miniature tricolours. In men's cricket, India defeated Zimbabwe by 7 wickets in the first T20 international of the 3-match series in Harare yesterday evening. Riding on Vaibhav Suryavanshi's impressive 50 of 19 balls, the visitors comfortably achieved the target of 126 runs in 13.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.